This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. With the new year come new laws, more than 200 of them. This week, Illinois Issues looks at the laws that go into effect on January 1st. I sat down with Sean Crawford to talk about some of them.
Jamie, lawmakers and the governor were not able to come to terms on a budget in 2015. Did this gridlock extend to passing new laws as well?
This was something I was a little surprised to find out. I was putting together kind of our rundown of new laws that will go into effect in January, and I expected that there would maybe be fewer of them this year than we've seen in the past because the session was really characterized by this gridlock and inability to get a budget passed. And I put this list together for the last few years for Illinois Issues, and when I went back to compare them, I found that this year it's a little over 230 new laws going into effect in January. In the last 2 years, it's been pretty similar numbers. So actually, they maybe got more done than people noticed, at least numbers-wise. It compares to the last 2 years. Maybe not as high-profile laws as we've seen in the past, but the legislature's really done a lot in the last 5 or 6 years. We've seen them legalize same-sex marriage, do a medical marijuana pilot program, outlaw the death penalty. So a lot had kind of been taken off the table that might have been high profile.
Let's talk about some of those laws that did pass. People with more than 4 DUI convictions automatically lose their licenses in Illinois, but some who fall into that category could get a chance to drive again under a law taking effect here at the first of the year. Tell us a little more about that.
It would be a restricted license, and if you had 4 DUIs and had lost your license, you wouldn't be able to apply until 5 years after that license revocation, or 5 years after you get out of prison, because some folks end up going to prison over multiple DUI offenses, whichever one is longer, you could then apply for this restricted license. You'd have to prove that you've been sober for 3 years. The law doesn't stipulate what you have to use as proof, but it's the Secretary of State's office that would make the decision. So you would have to have, you know, some ways to back that up. And then if you did get the license, you would have to agree to put a BAID device that makes you take a breathalyzer to start your car, and will only start your car if you pass the breathalyzer. So the idea here is that folks maybe lost their license. They're going through a period of addiction in their lives, and now they've recovered. And, you know, giving them the option of being able to drive again. The sponsor of this legislation said that the thought is a lot of people who, you know, have lost their license for their whole life are now maybe still driving because they need to drive for work and that kind of thing. And the hope here would be to make it safer, make it legal. And this legislation was supported by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is maybe a little surprising, but they kind of agreed with that train of thought that it would be better to have folks taking these breathalyzers to make sure that they're not reoffending.
Well, a few new bans will be kicking in the coming year. What is going to be outlawed in 2016?
Yeah, the probably highest profile piece of legislation that banned something was a ban on conversion therapy. It will ban efforts to try to change a person's sexuality for minors. So the idea here being if a minor identifies as gay or bisexual, that there are some entities out there that will try to, change their minds on that. And that has been outlawed. If any medical practitioner does this therapy, they would open themselves up to potentially losing their license into civil lawsuits. Pretty much every medical society that you can find out there says that this conversion therapy is unprofessional and something that mental health professionals should not be doing. Another ban that applies to minors is a ban on powdered caffeine. It will outlaw the sale of powdered caffeine to minors. This came about after there were a few high-profile cases of kids ordering powdered caffeine off the internet and getting really sick and in some cases dying. And then there's also going to be a ban kicking in on powdered alcohol. This has been kind of controversial across the country. Other states have banned it, and that will be for everyone. No one will be able to buy powdered alcohol, no matter your age.
And one of the things that had been banned in Illinois will now be legal in 2016. What's that?
That will be the hunting of bobcats. Bobcats had been on the endangered species list, and they were removed in the late 90s after their population bounced back in the state. It's been illegal to hunt them for over 40 years, and this new law went into effect that will allow for killing one bobcat a year for anyone who gets a license and does it during the official season of bobcat hunting. Of course, the legislature already tried to make bobcat hunting legal last year, and former Governor Pat Quinn vetoed the legislation right before he left office earlier this year.
patients with terminal illnesses, they could get access to new treatment options under another new law that's coming in. How will that work?
This was known as the Right to Try Act, and it's for patients with terminal illnesses like cancer or AIDS who have basically tried all their other options. They have to have tried the other options that are out there and then would be working with their doctors to seek experimental drugs. This legislation allows them to go directly to drug manufacturers and request those drugs. They can also ask their insurance companies if they would cover them. The new law does not require that the manufacturers give them the drugs or that the insurance companies cover them, but it gives patients and their doctors the option to seek drugs that haven't been approved by the FDA.
Also, some changes that were part of a package of policing reforms will kick in starting in January. Tell us about some of those changes.
This legislation was kind of heralded as probably the biggest achievement of the spring legislative session. It's a bipartisan bill meant to make all kinds of reforms across law enforcement, the most notable of which is setting about rules for police departments who want to use body cameras. That is going to kick in. Those rules basically says, you know, when they should be used, when they should be on, when they should be off. What do you do with the footage? You know, who's allowed to see it? How long do you have to keep it? Those sorts of things. That's all going to kick in. Other pieces of that will kick in will be some new training requirements for police officers. Also, officers will be required to start taking information when they stop someone on foot. So now they take information when they stop drivers. They're going to start taking the same kind of information when they stop someone who's just walking down the street. The law will also create a database. So if a police officer is fired for misconduct or leaves their job while they're being investigated for misconduct, other police departments could find that out if they go apply somewhere else.
Finally, we saved the best for last. Illinois is getting an official state pie. So explain that to us.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that folks sometimes point to, and the sponsor of this legislation said this to me and say, well, why are they doing this when we don't have a budget and all these other things are going on? But he said, you know, it's important to still emphasize the positive about Illinois, and the positive here would be pumpkins. Illinois grows and processes about more than 90% of that processed Libby's pumpkin that you use for your pumpkin pie and your pumpkin muffins and all of that here around Morton in central Illinois. And so pumpkin pie is going to be the official state pie, and it will join other foods on the list. Probably most notably, popcorn became the state snack a few years ago.
Jamie Dunn is the Illinois Issues editor. I'm Sean Crawford.
To read Illinois Issues' entire list of notable new laws, go to our website, wuis.org.